Guys, come here. Shake this man's hand.
I don't believe in jet lag.
Alexander, we are back.
Episode 3.
Live.
Well.
Locked and loaded.
Alive. We're here.
Hey.
Hey, Trent, you sound a little different.
Hey, Alex, you sound better.
A little bit more crisp.
I'd say clean.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Why do you sound so much better?
Well, Alex, I want you to do the honors.
Okay. Well, last week, I'm sure some of you noticed. I'm sure your ears noticed.
They sure did.
Your conchlea. You know, that little snail.
Is that a snail in your ear? Yeah, it's a snail.
Well, your conchlea noticed something. Something weird.
Something awful.
It was just bad audio. We know.
It was bad.
We're sorry.
It was so bad.
First of all, we're sorry. Probably should have said something, but if you didn't notice, you probably got bad hearing anyway.
If you didn't notice, go to your local hearing doctor. What do you call a hearing doctor, Alex?
I'm a conchleologist. But yes, the reason it sounds so much better this week is because we got new mics.
Are you serious? Did we really?
Spanking new.
Wow, we sure did.
We're the first voices to ever be heard through this.
Wow, I've never thought of that.
Yeah, straight from the manufacturer.
Well, big shout out to Alex here and for Alan, our producer, for getting us these mics, getting their hands on them, because it wasn't me. I woke up one day and the doorbell rang and the UPS guy said, sign this, so I signed it, and he gave me these mics.
And now we're here, podcasting away, doing our thing.
Doing what we like to do.
So we're back here at the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
The studios.
Tucked In Tea Studios. I thought about changing the name to Tucked In Tea Comedy because, if you guys haven't noticed, we've been posting a little bit of content.
Okay, where can they find that?
Actually, okay, so basically we've only posted one piece of comedy content on our Instagram.
That's right, Instagram.
At Tucked In Tea Podcast on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
A period instead of spaces.
Mm.
So
Tucked, period.
You'll find it. Link will be in the bio. Or name will be in the bio. Whatever.
Tea, period. Podcast.
Just like that.
They can also find content where, Alex?
On our Patreon.
That's right, on the Patreon.
The full version of every video that we will upload will be on Patreon.
That's right.
And you can only join for... it probably costs $100, doesn't it?
Oh, no. Not for our Patreon.
$50? Cut it in half. $50.
Well, you'd be surprised, Alex.
How much could this possibly be?
The Patreon for our subscribers, our Tucked In listeners, $1 a month.
$1 a month?
$1 a month.
That's like, I could tell my grandma's used chanclas for that much.
That's a weird thing to sell.
And as long as she gets a new one every month, I can afford to stay for years.
That's right. We really didn't make it unaffordable for you guys.
So
$1.
We hope you guys can maybe join. We have... had a good time on
It's been a blast so far. Can't believe this is episode 3 already.
Mm-hmm. Episode 3. It's been a good ride. And that's where I wanted to be. You know, when we started this podcast, you're like, where do you want to be in due time? And I said, give me a Mountain Dew and make it to episode 3.
In due time.
And so, I have one of those two things right now. And we're at episode 3.
Yeah. Here to drink his Mountain Dew. He couldn't wait.
Code Red.
You know, and we're glad that you guys couldn't wait to listen to episode 2, even though the audio was a little... Let's be honest. Let's not try and glorify this.
Trash.
It was trash.
It was garbage.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, you guys were there. You listened. Good response. So thank you, guys. Thanks to our new patrons, which maybe we'll recognize you later.
We got a handful.
I will say, Alex, we do have the surprise we talked about last week. Will be shipped and coming in this week.
Oh my goodness.
The surprise is in this week.
Trust me, you want to be here. You want to be involved.
That's right. So before the next episode of this podcast, we will be shipping out the surprise to our patrons for free.
But if you're not a patron, you know, save up a couple grandma's chanclas and you can afford to pay for
this surprise.
Special surprise.
For a surprise.
And it's not going to be expensive.
No.
So you want to drain the bank.
Thank McChicken.
Did you ever have a piggy bank?
I had a couple, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I decided to collect piggy banks, but I only got up to 3.
Wait, hold on. So most people have a piggy bank to collect coins, but you...
I had a giant coin to put my piggy banks in.
You rather collect piggy banks?
Well, I thought I wanted to. So I had one that I already got for Christmas since I was a kid. And then I found this one for free. It was a Noah's Ark. That's except cool. Noah's head was chopped off.
So oh, that's it was not pretty cool.
The Headless Horseman's Ark. And then I got another one for free.
Did you have to put animals in
like
that one?
Like a plastic one.
I had to put coins in 2x2?
Animal crackers, actually.
You put it... Oh.
2x2.
Are you still in there?
Pence by pence.
Are you breaking it open sometime?
No, I don't think... They're empty. Very empty. I didn't have much as a kid. My own personal... Personally, I did not... You know, I wasn't having a job or anything at the age of 10.
Were any of them the piggy banks that you'd have to smash to get the coins?
No, I could have opened them all from the bottom.
See, I think we need to go back. It's too easy to get your money nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to go back to smash the piggy bank that you paid probably at least $10 for.
That's why bank robberies actually started, because they were so confused from when they were kids.
Go on.
That they were like, oh, we got to get our money somehow, but we can't just go and ask for our money to come out of this bank.
And I don't want to smash my piggy bank at home.
Mm-mm. So they went to the bank and hit a couple people over the head and took their money. That's the only way they knew how to do it.
And you know, that's not very tucked, is it?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. No, it's not. You know what I just realized, Alex?
What?
In this new setup that we've established, we can't put her there.
I think we could still reach.
I think you think we can reach over?
Let's put her there.
Okay, put her there. Oh, yeah.
No one could have heard that, but I want everyone to know.
It was firm.
It was firm. It was. It was very good. Handshake. Manly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We've all experienced some odd handshakes.
Oh, man. Don't get me started. Church is like the number one spot.
Well, I got you started.
To get handshakes.
Yeah.
It is. You can go to church and...
I think you could get just as many anywhere else if you stuck your hand out.
You get other stuff most other places. You go downtown, put your hand out...
And you get piggy banks.
A homeless guy is holding your hand. It's happened.
True story.
True story. I can't get into it. It's not tucked enough. But when you're in church, I mean, you get all sorts of handshakes. Did you have that one guy at your church growing up that had that firm grip?
Probably. I wasn't really paying attention to people's handshakes very much.
Really? Well, I don't know. I guess you didn't have it, but I had a man in my church who, it was like his life mission to make sure I had a good handshake. And to be honest, it worked. I get complimented on my handshakes very often.
Mm.
But what he would do is he'd shake my hand, grip it tight. My little 10-year-old phalanges are being crushed. And he says, look at me in the eye when you shake my hand. I said, yes, Mr. Mays, I'm sorry.
Wow.
What a name for a manly man. Mr. Mays.
Yellow. Corn.
Corn Mays.
Corn.
But yeah.
When someone compliments your handshake, do they just, wow. Sir, you have a shakeable hand. Or is it more of, it's a good grip, son.
That's usually how it is. You're just like, whoa, okay, that's a good handshake. Sometimes it's, oh, I wish I could get a handshake like that.
Next person that shakes your hand, can you just look at them and say, wow, your hand was shakeable.
You have the most shakeable hand I've ever shook.
That is by far... Guys, come here. Shake this man's hand.
Someone get over here. Hey, shake this guy. Put her there with him.
Put her there with this. His hand is unbelievably shakeable. Anyway.
That's shaking hands for you.
That is put her theirs. Now, we did have some locks from last week we need to clear up. Not to make it extensive, but Alex, did you receive feedback from your locks that you had from last week?
All three locks.
Okay, all three were locks.
Yes.
Here we go.
Jared, Hunter, and Mr. Teach then.
Got them all. You're locked out.
Locked out was Joe Biden. He did not listen.
Mm.
Guaranteed, did not. Wow. Locked out.
I personally here... I had two locked-ins, one the Loch Ness Monster got, Not really sure. I had my mom, my Nana, and then cash.
Cash money.
So I'll leave it up to you to decipher which one the Loch Ness Monster ate. But one of them, the Loch Ness Monster, had gotten.
I'm going to say Cassius.
It was not her.
Nana?
I'll leave that up to you to decide.
Nana? Didn't listen?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, we didn't get confirmation.
There was no confirmation. When I locked out LeBron James, he didn't reach out. I wanted to say Loch Ness Monster. No, he didn't listen. Not even close. He doesn't care. I don't know. He's probably filming a commercial for
Doritos,
Subway at the same time in degree. I don't know.
Something I heard like he that. Has clones.
He's selling clones now?
No, I didn't hear that.
But you just said it. I heard it now. Now I've heard it. So I can go ahead and say, you know, I heard LeBron James has cologne.
That's crazy because that's not even what I said. I said clones.
Oh. Well, I heard cologne. So I'm going to, I heard, Alex, I just heard LeBron James has colognes.
Where'd you hear that from?
I don't know. Some very, very wise source. Did you want to do lock this week?
Yeah, let me think of my locks real quick. Okay. I'm going to have one. Is a person I grew up with. I don't know how much information I'll put out here.
Okay.
But if you hit me with a bat in the stomach growing up, you know who you are. I'm counting you as locked.
Can I count them as...
Put Babe Ruth in.
Babe Ruth, that's a good one. Yeah. I was trying to think of a funny thing to say and nothing came to mind, as usual.
Yeah, Babe Ruth is my first lock. I'm going Logan as my second lock.
Oh, Logan.
Then as my third lock, I'm going to go with my own father. And my locked out for this week is going to be the Pope.
The Pope, really?
Yep. I think he might be a little busy baptizing children. And
solving world hunger.
I guess sprinkling them.
I'm sure he's in Africa doing something.
I'm sure he's making great use of his time.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen his car? The Popemobile?
No.
It's hilarious.
There's such thing as the Popemobile.
Yeah. He has like a car that he rides on, and he's like elevating this little glass like bubble so he can sit up there and wave. It's really funny.
That's perfect. We is it bulletproof?
I'm sure it is.
Probably.
I don't want to test it out, but I'm sure it is. You should look it up after. It's funny.
I think I will.
All right. Alex, for my locked-ins this week, I have three names that I'm thinking of that you're going to hear right about now.
Okay.
Okay, for the first one, we have Jim. J-Y-M, G-Y-M, Jim. Next, we have, I'm going to call him Silas, okay? Silas, you know who you are. Go blue, baby. All right.
Go blue.
Go blue. And then last one, I'm going to put, we're going to say tree. Okay, my other sister. I'm gonna call her Tree.
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 Maple? All right.
Spruce. Spruce, by definition. I locked out this week. Prime Minister. Probably not going to listen.
Of what?
The Prime Minister. You know the one.
The one. Of Canada or of Australia?
All of them. None of the Prime Minister. They're all one group. Multiple they're one person lockout. To me, Alex. Let's be honest. They're all one person.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, no prime ministers are hearing this
podcast.
That's
unfortunate. I wanted to reach them. Someday they will be tucked.
In their primeness. Why are they prime?
I don't know. Why is rib prime? Prime rib?
Why is Amazon prime? Speaking of prime, Alex, we have a brand new segment that we want to talk about here.
What is this segment? Tell
me. The segment is... That's right, Alex. We got some mail this week. Okay, a couple emails came in from some of our very faithful listeners. Super glad for that. Alex, if you want to do the honors to read, I believe we had two, correct?
I believe so.
We got two. Perfect. One for each of us. Look at that. They knew. If we had three, I don't know what we'd do. We have to read every other word.
This first fan mail, first one sent in, is from Jackson. He says...
Hey, Jackson.
Jackie boy. He says, love you guys! Exclamation point.
Oh, wow.
I would love an autographed, framed, picked, P-I-C-T, if you guys. Thanks. Jackson, how old are you, buddy?
Listen, he just wants a signed picked if you guys.
Well,
that's awesome. That is awesome. Thank you, Jackson, for that. We have another one here from my good friend Andrew, who we've talked about on this podcast before. He writes this. Hey there, Trent and Alex. What a greeting. Hey there, Trent and Alex. Gotta say, as a fellow homeschooler, I've never tucked in my t-shirt on purpose, but my bullies did force me to.
Uh-oh.
The three words to describe me would probably be subtle, smooth, and sneaky.
Sheesh.
Because I'm sneaky like a snake. Good luck with your podcast, men, and keep your T's tucked. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
How sweet.
I like how he referred to us as men and Girl Scouts at the same sentence there.
Thank you to the smooth, subtle, and sneaky.
You know why?
Because he's a snake.
You sneaky like a snake.
I'm thankful for that.
And knowing Andrew, those are exactly the words I would have chosen, hands down.
Awesome. Well, you can send in email at any time you'd like.
That's right. Morning, noon, or night.
And if you want a picked if us, then you can ask us at what email?
That's tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
Hmm?
tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
Please don't say it again.
tuckedintpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, make sure to send something in for us.
That's
and
right.
You can be featured on the next.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for fan mail.
Well, Trent, how's your week?
My week was 7 days.
Really?
Yeah.
How many hours? Weren't ready for that one.
No.
140?
At least 48 hours. At least 48 hours.
Okay, good.
It was a solid week.
Good.
I'd mark it down as a solid week. Average in many ways, yet extraordinary in every moment. That made sense. This week, we did have a national holiday.
Really?
Not international.
Groundhog? Was it Groundhog Day?
I think that was next week.
Okay, it wasn't Cinco de Mayo, was it?
Mm-mm.
No, well, what was it?
No, don't think international, think national.
National.
It's the 4th of July.
July 4th?
July the 4th.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
What happens on July 4th?
Well, we're free.
Free from what?
Free from everyone else.
That's sweet.
Yep. Liberty, justice, freedom. America.
Go ahead, start the Declaration of Independence for us.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary, and that's all I got.
Well, Trent, what did you do with your 4th of July?
I spent it with you, so you should know.
You did. Yeah, we pretty much spent the whole day together.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
So we started off the day, we swam a little bit.
We did. I had forgotten.
Really?
I honestly don't remember.
Wow.
I remember the ending. Of the day.
That's usually the most memorable part.
Yeah. Yep. The start and the finish are the most memorable parts of anything.
So we started off swimming, played some cornhole, which, uh-oh, sneak peek to the video coming out.
Uh-oh, did I win?
We'll see. Some cornhole as 4th of Julyans do. We just passed some time, basically, till it was about to get dark. And then what did we do, Trent?
Well, before it got dark, we grilled.
Oh, we grilled.
We grilled out.
We had some good food.
It was really good. Alex here grilled it up.
On the charcoal grill.
Spectacular.
Didn't even know. That was like the second time I've used it. First time it actually worked. Because last time I used it, that was rough. That was rough.
It was still good.
The burgers? You remember those?
Oh, those burgers.
Yeah. That's the first time I tried to use a charcoal grill.
Those were burgers?
You know, I had to smush it off with my own hands. They turned into meatballs.
Yeah. Well, this time was much better.
Yes.
Steaks were good.
Steaks.
Steaks were good. After the steaks, we ate, we cleaned up like civilized people. Then we waited.
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 Until it got dark.
And once it was close to getting dark.
So we didn't wait till it got dark.
Well, once we waited till it got dark, it was still light out a little. So we walked over to the church building where we are at.
And we climbed.
Like Spider-Man.
But instead we use stairs.
Yeah, like if Spider-Man, his ability wasn't webs, but stairs, that's
like
what we
walk.
Did.
Yeah,
we did that.
We did that. And we took cornhole up there.
Yeah. Up to the top. To the roof.
Yes.
To the top of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, don't be scared. It doesn't have, like, it's not a pitched roof. It's flat. It's a big flat roof. So we're not playing cornhole all cattywampus up there. Because that'd be very difficult. And actually, dangerous. We put one board on each side of the pitch. And so we just threw it over the top of the roof.
It's like a trick shot every time.
Every time.
Dude perfect out here.
Dude perfect. Trademark.
So we played some cornhole up there, and then as it got darker and darker, fireworks started to go off, and mm-hmm. we had a 360 view.
The 360 view. Now, the cool thing was it had been raining up until that point for an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
Maybe an hour, and there was a lot of clouds still in the sky, and with those clouds came some fireworks of their own, and so there was some lightning up there, pretty bright.
Plenty of it.
Plenty of it. It was pretty neat to be able to see fireworks and the natural fire in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Made of electricity and electrons and whatever else is
I'm thankful there. For Benjamin Franklin.
That's right.
He invented that lightning.
Well, I thought I was a lightning rod for a second, Alex. I know you know this, but pretend you don't, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you to this.
Wait, Joe, what happened
I'm
going
to tell
there?
It to you for the first time. We're playing cornhole. We're watching fireworks. We're appreciating God's creation of the sunset, and all of a sudden, my hair stands on end.
Mm?
It stands up. Stands up like when the flag passes by, you know?
Hand over its heart.
Hand over its heart, standing on my head. And I said, put her there. What are you doing? and then it felt weird. It was all tingly. And then lightning came. And I was like, oh my goodness. Now, I wasn't the only thing on the roof. There's air conditioning units. There's a lightning rod itself up there. The storm wasn't directly above us, yet somehow the electricity traveled through the air, and I felt it in my hair. Weirdest thing I've experienced in a long time. But it not only happened once. The next time it happened, it moved all over my hair, and I could feel it, like, in my face. It was like electricity. It just felt, like, tingly. It was like,
There's four of us up there.
Yeah.
And only two of the guys, including Trent, felt it. And so I didn't really believe it because I did not feel it. So I was like, okay, he's just making this up.
You know,
trying to act like he has some type of spidey sense.
Spidey sense.
Lightning sense.
Other than the stairs.
Electro boy.
Yeah. Yeah, lightning dude.
Well, that's what I thought he was trying to be.
Well, it happened a third time too. And that time it actually tingled my hair, my head, my arm hair, my arms. It was weird. So I was a little scared that I was going to get shocked by lightning. Not shocked, but struck.
I heard that if you get struck by lightning, the electricity never leaves your body. I don't know how that truth is. I just heard it somewhere.
Huh. I thought your body acted like, well, does it absorb it? Or does it act like a grounding where it like goes through your body into the ground?
I don't think that's possible.
That's what a lightning rod is.
But we're not metal.
Yeah, well, that's why cars are safe because it goes through the rubber.
Oh, thank
right
the Lord.
The ground. Yeah. Well, unless I've heard. I don't know. I'm no scientist.
I'm not a lightningologist.
I don't read things.
Or an audiologist.
I don't know stuff.
Neither do I. That's why we have a podcast.
That's right. So we can help you realize how much we don't know.
Mm-hmm. But that was our 4th of July. It was awesome. Loved being up there. There's a rainbow.
Oh, yeah. Double rainbow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Wonderful. Trent, this past week I actually got rear-ended.
You did? Oh, you did.
I did.
Oh, wow. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, it was after church one night, and man, we were hungry. As, you know, church makes you hungry.
Sure does. All that conviction gets your stomach really moving.
Yep. Gives me an appetite. So, we went to McDonald's, or I was going to McDonald's to pick it up for me and you, Trent. And I'm going, and I'm at a stoplight, so I pull out my phone and see if I can get ahead on ordering online before I get to McDonald's.
That's good.
So I pull up my phone and I'm ordering, clicking on some large fries. And as I click that I want it supersized, I get absolutely wrecked from behind. Yeah, I got hit.
Wow.
But actually, it didn't wreck me. It just bumped me a little bit. And so...
Sorry.
I can say that again.
No, you say wreck from behind, mate.
And I got let's see.
Well, you already said it, so cut there. Wreck from behind. Wow. Mm-hmm. I am one Glad your car's okay, Alex, too. I'm glad you're okay, too.
Yeah, I didn't really get wrecked.
I'm glad you're okay.
I got hit, and it kind of pushed me forward, and it was shocking, okay? I thought that someone was going to start a whole pile up.
Well, imagine what a piggy bank feels like. Now you know.
I know. That's why it happened to me.
Because they knew in the future we'd be talking about piggy banks on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, glad you're okay. Glad your car's good. I've seen his car. Looks good.
Yeah, there's no scratches or anything. And
it's still identified.
So I didn't know, though. But so I kind of peeped my head out the window, and I looked back at the guy in the truck. And it's a truck, too. So I thought for sure there'd be some damage. So I got out and what does a normal person say when, you know, they get hit by a car?
License and registration.
That's what the cop says. Oh. What do you think maybe someone who just got hit would say?
Probably, oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, am I getting hit?
Let's say I just, gotcha.
I'd probably get out and say, are you okay?
See, that's what most people would say. I got out and said, hey, you got cash? I actually did. I did say that because I just wanted to get some cash, maybe pay for dinner and get out of there.
McDonald's on him, huh?
But the guy was like, I don't have cash on me right now, but I can pay you whenever I get paid. I was like, oh man, I don't want to take half this guy's paycheck, so.
So you did the tucked thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. I tucked in my shirt and I said, have a good day, sir, put it there.
Put her there, and as we're about to do. I love a good put her there.
Don't you love sleep?
Yeah, I'm so thankful for
revitalized
sleep.
And I just cut you off there, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, tell me how you feel about sleep.
It's cool. I like it.
I should let you keep talking. That was helpful.
That's okay. I cut you off too much anyway.
It's okay. But sleep is just so good.
So I really...
And I just love it when... Oh, I thought you were going to cut me off.
No.
Okay.
I was done.
Well, one of the reasons... Actually, the primary reason why I love to sleep is because of dreams. I love dreaming.
Dreaming is a pretty cool thing.
It's so cool that God allows us to have dreams.
It's so interesting what our brain creates, though.
I don't even know how it happens.
Yeah.
And if anyone knows me at all, they know that my brain doesn't work as the same as everyone else's. It works sometimes overtime, sometimes under time.
Sometimes he's marching to a beat of a different drum.
So I have wild dreams sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, I mean, they're so vivid and they're just so wonderful. I just love them.
Okay, but who's had a normal dream? Have you ever had a dream you're like, yeah, that makes sense? Yep.
Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Okay, this day and age.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Talking about you.
I'm stuck in Bible times.
Yeah. Jacob.
I have never had a normal dream, I guess.
Yeah. Dreams are always peculiar. What your brain, it just works overtime at night, and you just think of crazy things. I have a question for you, Alex.
Ask me.
They say the people that you see in your dreams are people that you've seen before. Have you ever heard that before?
I've not heard that before.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a big thing that I've heard a lot, that the people that you see in your dreams, like the faces that you see, mm-hmm. are all faces you've seen somewhere before.
I find that hard to believe.
How do you feel about that?
Well, let's say I spend a lot of time at Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Don't you?
No.
Okay.
But let's say I lock myself in that Walmart for 100 hours, and then I went to sleep.
It's a lot of hours.
Are you telling me that all those faces I see in my dream when I sleep would be of people at Walmart?
Not just that day. People you've seen over your entire life.
My whole life.
Yeah. Faces that you see in your dream. The saying is, this is what people say. I've heard it a lot. I'm surprised you've never heard this. That the faces you see in your dream are faces that you've seen somewhere before.
Hmm.
That your brain cannot fabricate a new face.
I don't know what to think about that.
If only someone did that. I did research. I figured, I looked into it. So Actually, I did look into it a little bit today. The belief that brains cannot fabricate a new face, that they can't create a new face, is, as far as I know, true. As far as I saw, very reliable website. I think it's Google.
How they pronounce it.
Google, something like that.
Yeah,
very reliable. And I heard that your brain actually doesn't imagine anything that it's not experienced before or known. So
I don't remember surfing 35-foot tidal waves before.
Before, like, but you've seen someone do it, so you know what it looks like. Your brain's experienced that.
Okay. Perhaps.
It's kind of like we can't think of a new color sort of thing. What we've experienced is what we think of. That's what I found. So they say faces that you see in your dream are in fact faces that you've seen before, or a combination of faces that you've seen before, because your brain can't actually come up with something brand new of a face. That's what they say.
Okay.
But then I think of really creative people who come up with things that are pretty original. And I'm thinking, I've never seen that before, and I don't think they have either. So I don't know. But another thing on that, there is a specific face that a lot of people see in their dreams. Confirmed.
Confirmed?
Yeah. Kind of weird.
I don't see how that can be confirmed.
It's confirmed. People, it's a whole thing. I don't want to go down into it all. I've heard a lot about it before on a different podcast. But there's a face, a specific face that people will be like, if they show it, like, yeah, that guy was in my dreams. Like hundreds and thousands of people have seen this same face in their dreams. It's really weird. Well, I'll show you later what it is. It's pretty weird.
Okay, thanks.
Kind of weird.
I don't believe it.
All right, that's fine.
Not for a second.
For all of our tucked in listeners, Alex is very much a critic. Very much a critic.
I don't believe in jet lag. We're not doing this. We've talked about this for too long. But
we're not doing this.
I don't believe
now.
In jet lag. It's not real.
And I've already proven my point. It's not even my point. It's the body's point that jet lag is real. It's so real.
I don't see how it's real.
Anyway, we're not trying to make this a conspiracy podcast. Dreams are weird.
That's true.
Dreams are so weird. And apparently, anything you've seen in your dream, your brain has seen before. But it just combines the weirdest things. Alex, do you remember any weird dreams that you've had?
I do remember a lot of weird dreams that I've had. I mentioned the one about surfing a tidal wave, 35 feet. That happened 3 nights in a row.
Are you serious?
Yeah, actually. It was in grade school.
Like episode 1, episode 2.
I loved that. No, it was the same dream.
You're binge-watching? Yeah. Rewatched it.
Rewatched it. Rewind. Time.
That's funny.
But I just loved it so much. And so I thought about it and thought about it before each night of sleep. And I ended up dreaming it again.
I've heard that too. That if you think about it, you'll dream about it. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things I dream about. And I'm like, I'd never thought that before. Unless it was very subconscious.
Have you ever wrote down any of your dreams?
No, I don't have a diary.
Me neither, but I have a phone. And so one day I woke up and I was like, that was the craziest dream I've ever had, word for word. And
that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. And so then instantly I went writing and writing and writing. And I have this 2,000 word essay of what I wrote. I'm not going to read it all here on the podcast, but I'll summarize it.
That's insane that you wrote 2,000 words at what time in the morning?
This says 7:21.
7:21.
On June 22nd, 2022.
Wish I could do that with my school papers.
I guess maybe it's got a dream about your schoolwork.
It's got a dream about schoolwork. paper, 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 paper.
But this is what happens in this dream, is that me and my family went to this huge convention. And I guess it was in Texas, but it was actually at a Sam's Club. And so it's a convention in a Sam's Club, and we're walking around.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I love Sam's Club so much.
Free samples?
Or probably getting a little bit of them. And then I decided to walk around, and then I met Dude Perfect.
In Sam's Club at the convention.
If you guys don't know who Dude Perfect is, what
are
you doing?
The second time they've come up this episode.
Really?
Yeah, we said it earlier.
Sponsored by Dude Perfect, the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
Reach out to us.
But they were recording a video, and I was like, oh, hey, guys, can I join this? And it's a challenge. And so it was throwing a football into a trash can. How tricky?
Pretty simple.
Oh.
I mean, very difficult.
Yeah, so actually, the reason I said tricky is because it rhymes with sticky. And the twist was that A sticky note had to be stuck on the football and remain on the ball for the whole time. That's what I say in my essay. I don't really know. I don't remember this.
That's so professional.
I don't remember this at all, but this is what I wrote down. Anyway, the contest began, and with my first throw, I won the challenge. I did not know there was a prize, so I got really excited when I received the news. The prize was a life-size car that was shaped like a pencil. Yes.
Okay, hold on. What?
Yep, I'm now remembering this. I'm reading this for the first time since
life-size car.
2022.
Shaped like a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd want to win that.
Hey, I want it. Anyway, I then proceeded to drive my new pencil car to my family, who is half a mile away in the Sam's Club.
What?
Yes, I drove inside the store, I said in parentheses. After having explained what just happened, we start to exit the store. Somehow, we
get
put
out of
my...
here. Gotta get out of here.
Before they try to take it back. Before Tyler from Dude Perfect wants to take my pencil back.
Your number two pencil.
My Ticonderoga. Somehow, we put my pencil car on top of my minivan and started driving.
A life-size pencil car.
Mm-hmm. Says we arrived at a strange house. And at this house, there was my sister. She was house-sitting for her sister's manager. But
for her sister's manager?
Sorry, for my sister's manager. Yes. So for her manager, whoever that was. I don't even know her manager. And this car drives past and drops off some kids. And so my family left as well. And these kids, they were my pastor's kids, is what it says.
You didn't recognize them at first? You had to look a little harder?
I don't know. I don't remember anything from this dream besides what I wrote down. Inside the house, there was a salon, which is where my sister was working. And this is...
She was house-sitting the house and the business that her manager had.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how accurate this is, but I said that we entered the house at exactly 9:46 p.m.
What?
I don't know if I had that vivid a memory. I might have possibly made that up. I don't see how I could remember that from my dream.
You looked at your watch exactly as you walked in the threshold.
I don't know. I guess so. Maybe. Anyway, we walked in and... Oh. Okay. Things are interesting. A famous singer by the name of Sabrina Carpenter, if anyone knows who that is. You probably shouldn't if you're tucked in.
Yeah, why is she in your dream?
I don't know. It was 2022. And she was there. My sister was cutting her hair, it looks like. And now at this 3 a.m. at this point... And I wake up and I said, oh my goodness, I have the quotes of exactly the word for word of what I said when I woke up. This is absolute weirdest dream I've ever had.
Wow. I can't believe that you wrote that down.
I don't know why.
I never have thought to write down a dream.
I think it probably took me a good 30 minutes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you started at 7:21 or you ended at 7:21?
7:22, I think.
Oh, sorry.
But that's probably when it ended, because it goes from when you last edited it.
Have you ever had, obviously you had the reoccurring tidal wave dream, but I've had a reoccurring dream that happened throughout my entire childhood. Every once in a while I'd have this dream. Did you have one of those?
You know what? You just reminded me. Yes, I did.
Yeah, they're weird. Mine was actually scary. For some reason, and it wasn't scary, and it's like the dream, like what it is, it's not scary, but like during the dream, I was terrified for some reason. And what it was this, I was at Nana's house.
Nana.
It was dark, okay?
Thanks for listening.
Pitch black, but her garage door was open, and her lights in the garage were on. She was on a ladder, she's putting up Christmas lights, okay? Mm-hmm. So get that. Got that scene? From the street. We're looking at it from the street.
Okay.
Garage door open, lights on. Now, here's the twist. She's putting up Christmas lights. She's in the same spot the whole dream, so I don't know if she's having trouble or what. Her driveway is filled with tires. Like laying flat. Like, you know the ones the football players would run through really fast? That's what it looked like, but in her whole driveway. Now, the whole dream, I'm hopping from tire to tire trying to get to her garage, and I can't. For whatever reason, I'm making no progress. I keep looking at Nana, and she's just humming away, putting lights up. For some reason, it was terrifying, And it's not even that scary. But this dream happened over and over and over and over and over.
I feel like there's a meaning to this.
Maybe.
Should we uncover the meaning right now?
Well, she doesn't live in that house anymore, so I think it wouldn't really make sense.
I think that we need listeners to email us what the meaning of that dream
was. Yeah, please explain, what does that dream mean? Because I haven't had it in a long, long time. But it happened a bunch as a kid. My brother also had a recurring dream that was really funny. He would stack shapes. Like Tetris. He was like Tetris. And he was really scary for some reason.
My recurring dream was we went to a Spanish church inside a shoe.
That's so weird.
Yep. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Welcome to
Chancla.
The Chancla. Chancla Baptist Church.
That's so weird. Yep. Oh, dreams are so silly. I had a friend once. Tony, actually.
You only had a friend once?
Yeah, once. That's why I started this podcast. No, he had a dream that he was dream hopping. Okay? So he had a dream that in his dream, he jumped to his brother's dream. And like
what?
Watched what he was dreaming about, then came back to his mind. Then he jumped to his other brother's dream. Here's the thing. Here's the alleged... He says he woke up, asked them what they dreamed about, and they told him what he had hopped in their dream. Allegedly. He had actually dream hopped. That's what he says.
I don't believe it.
That's what he said.
Not for a second, I don't believe that.
That's what he said. Critical Alex coming back.
That's what he said. I'm not normally critical, but just when it comes to these far-fetched things like jet lag and dream hopping.
Jet lag? No, not even on the same plane. I also had a movie idea having to do with dream hopping, which I'd have to revisit because I don't remember exactly what it was. But it was a good movie. It was a plot. It was good.
Okay.
It actually was. Anyway, that's dreams, huh? Anything else you got to say for that?
Good night.
Sleep tight. Dream with your shirts tucked in.
Don't let the bed bugs creep into your cinched belt.
There's only one thing that you're not allowed to put her there with, and it's bed bugs.
Mm-mm.
Don't put her there with the bed bugs. Put her there with the monsters in your closet, but not with the bed bugs.
So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you guys. Episode 3, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. And while the band comes in and plays, we go ahead and shout out the new patrons that we've got. Seth, Ashlyn, Carlos and Elsie, Hunter, Jessica, and Nana.
All right, and did we forget something this time?
Yes.
Oh, we did.
The same thing we forgot last time.
Oh, look at that.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. All right, see you guys later. Have a good week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. When you subscribe to the Patreon, keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.